Siman Tov Samech Tes. This is very relevant for Erev Pesach. It's one sif, Shelo Liached Basar LePesach, not to designate meat for Pesach. We'll see what that means in a minute. The Mishnah in Psachim, and Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, Perek Makom Shenogu, goes through different minhagim of different things in different places. So one of the things it says over there is Makom Shenogu Lechot Sli Belele Psachim Ochlin. Makom Shenogu Shelo Lechol Ein Ochlin. In a place where the minig is to eat roasted meat Lel Pesach, so you're allowed to eat roasted meat. Where the minig is not to eat roasted meat on Lel Pesach, because it looks like a Korban Pesach, and looks like you're eating the Korban Pesach outside Yerushalayim, or Betumo, or whatever it is. So where the minig is not to eat it, you're not allowed to eat it. Lamaisa, our minig is not to eat roasted meat at the Seder. Lel Pesach, we don't eat roasted meat, no matter what it is. Okay, this comes up in Tuf, Siman Tuf Ayin Vav. Okay, this is discussed at length in Siman Tuf Ayin Vav. Okay, fine. Now, the Gemara over there, Psachim, continues. I mean, that was the Mishnah, then the Gemara starts. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Asilo la'adam shi'amar basar zeh le'pesachu. A person is not allowed to say, this meat is for Pesach. Now, that would seem to be something that's very common. And the Gemara says it's asr. Why is it asr? Shinira kimakdish behemta v'ochel kodshim bachutz. So, b'pashtus, the Gemara is talking about a live animal, and you're now at a point to a live animal say, this animal is for Pesach, because it looks like you are sanctifying the animal to be a Korban Pesach, and then you're going to be eating it. You're not going to be treating it as a Korban Pesach, and you're not going to be eating it as a Korban Pesach. You're going to be eating kachim outside of Yerushalayim. Gemara continues, Amar of Papa, Davka Basar, this is only referring to meat. Avachiti lo, but when it comes to wheat, we don't say such a thing. You can say this wheat is for Pesach. It doesn't look like you're sanctifying anything. What does it look like? The minta, the pisla ka'amra. When you say this wheat is for Pesach, what you mean is I am protecting or guarding this wheat that it should not come in contact with water and should not become chametz. So it's fit to be eaten on Pesach. That's by wheat. But by meat, we say it looks like he's, or at least by a live animal so far, looks like you are sanctifying the animal to be a Korban Pesach. Then the Gemara questions this. Ubas, lo! You're not allowed to say this meat is for Pesach. Mesre! We have a Braisa Amar of Yossi. Rav Yossi tells us, Tudus ish Romi, hinhiges b'nei Romi lecho g'dayim mekulasim b'leile psachim. Tudus ish Romi, I guess, became somewhat famous for his the beautiful idea that he brings down on the Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis about how the Tzvardeya was Moser Nefesh in jumping into the hot ovens during Makas Tzvardeya, and Hanan Yemishav Azarya drew a Kavachomer from the Tzvardeya who's not Chayiv in Kiddush Hashem, and we are Chayiv in Kiddush Hashem, so they're willing to give their lives not to bow down to the idol of Nebuchadnezzar, which is a whole, we actually had a shiur on that this year. That's a whole discussion. Why do you need a kavachomer? It should be Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is Yehareg Vayava. You have to give up your life. You don't need to learn that from the frogs. It's an explicit halacha. Okay, that's a whole discussion. Fine. So, but Tudus Yishromi, he had a custom in Hinhigas B'nei Romi. He had his followers in Rome eating what's called Gidiyim Mekulasim on Lel Pesach. Lel Pesach, they would eat a goat that was roasted. Not only was it roasted, and not only was it a goat, it was roasted exactly the way that the Korban Pesach used to be roasted. And they sent a message to him that if not for the fact that you're an Adam Gadol, we would put you in Nidui. We would excommunicate you, a type of cherem. Why? The Gemara says, because Korov la'achil yisol kachim achutz. It looks like you're sitting in Italy, looks like you're sitting in Rome, eating the Korban Pesach. It wasn't a Korban Pesach, but that's what it looked like, because they would prepare it the same way that the Korban Pesach was prepared. So that's all the Gemara Psachim and Daf Nun Gimel. Okay. So now, the Torah brings down two opinions. One is his father, the Rosh, and one is Rashi. The Rosh holds that if the fear is that I say this animal is for Pesach, that I'm bringing it as a Korban Pesach, that should only be relevant to an animal that's fit to be brought as a Korban Pesach, which is very limited in the exact specifications of what kind of animal, how old is the animal, all different details about the animal. But the Rosh holds, if it's a cow, you can't bring a cow for a Korban Pesach. So there's no problem saying the cow's for Pesach. Now, what if the animal is already shechted? So how can you say it looks like a Korban Pesach, it's already shechted? So the Rosh says, even if it's already been shechted, it's a problem to say this meat is for Pesach. Of course, that's what makes it relevant for us. We don't deal in live animals. Because people are going to think that you sanctified it as a Korban Pesach before you shechted it. And now you're eating a Korban Pesach. Now, Rashi takes it one step further. And he says, not only are we afraid that people are going to think that you sanctified it as a Korban Pesach before you shechted it, but even something that like a cow, which is not fit to be a Korban Pesach, but you could sanctify a cow and use the money of the cow to buy a Korban Pesach. You could be makdish it to use its value for a Korban Pesach. And therefore Rashi holds this is relevant even to a cow, even to an animal that is not fit to be brought as a Korban Pesach. So that's the machlokes between Rashi and the Rosh. Rashi is machmi. He says we're afraid that it looks like you sanctified it for its value. Okay, now let's take a look inside. Tov Samech Tes, Seif Aleph. There's only one Seif. Oser Lomar Al Shum Behema. You're not allowed to say about any animal. Bein Chaya, Bein Shchuta. Whether the animal is alive or whether the animal has already been shechted. Basar Zet LePesach. This meat is for Pesach. I guess we shouldn't have a Pesach meat order. I guess we should rename it. Yom Tov meat order. Basar zeh lePesach. Lefi shenire shehikdisho mechayim leKorban Pesach. It looks like you sanctified it before it was shechted, while it was still alive for a Korban Pesach. V'nimta ochel kachim b'chutz, and it looks like you're eating kachim outside of Yerushalayim. Ela yomar basar zeh leYom Tov. You can say this meat is for Yom Tov. You shouldn't say this meat is for Pesach. Whether talking about a Pesach meat order is a violation of this or not, I don't know. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Asur lomar. Hainu lichat chila. Ava b'di'evet ein la'asur ha'basar ba'achila. We don't say b'di'evet that you're not allowed to eat the meat because it's mamish a problem of a Korban Pesach. Now, there are many who asur even b'di'evet. Look at the sharetz here. Sharatzim ois aleph brings down at the very end. Delo kebach umagen avram upri chodesh machmirin b'diavad. Wow, the bach, the magen avram, and the pri chodesh, three heavy hitters. They hold if you said this meat is for Pesach, boom, you're not allowed to eat the meat. Wow, that's intense. Now, Dirshu in footnote 1 explains the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is that b'di'evet it doesn't affect the meat. And Dirshu footnote 1 brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan that everybody knows that that's how people speak. This meat is for Pesach. No one means to sanctify any animals for Korban Pesach. So lechatchila we don't do it, but b'di'evet it's okay. Dirshu footnote 2 on that Sharat Siyun that says Aser B'di'evet. Now, if you're really suspicious that you sanctified it for Korban Pesach, it should not only be Aser B'achila, you shouldn't even be allowed to sell it to the Goy. So Dirshu explains from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that it's Mutter B'hanah. You're not allowed to eat it, but you're allowed to benefit from it, because the whole thing we're dealing with here really is Maris Ayin, and for Maris Ayin, we're not going to Aser it even B'hanah, only B'achila. That's according to the Machmirim. We are makel even ba'achila. We eat the meat. Like the Aruch HaShulchan says, because everybody knows. Okay, again, the Mechaber says, Asu lomar al shum behema, on any animal. Hainu. Mishresif katan beis. Afilu katan. Vegam enu gdivit tle. Even if it's small, even if it's not a gdivit tle. Delo chazi le Pesach. Even if it's not fit to be burned as a carbon Pesach, gam kein aser. It's still going to be aser. Why should it be aser? Why does it look like carbon Pesach? Like Rashi said, the yachshiduhu, they're going to suspect you, shekdishu mechayim, that while it was alive, you makdish it liknot midamav carbon Pesach. You makdish it to buy with its value a carbon Pesach. Okay, she'ocho near ka'ocho kachim b'chutz, and then when you eat it, you look like you're eating kachim b'chutz. Ve'al kein lo yomar l'chaver tzlei li zroa l'pesach. You shouldn't say, I'm roasting the zroa for the Pesach. Maybe you say roasting the zroa for the Seder plate, but don't say roasting the zroa for the Pesach. V'inei miloshin mechaber mashad afke behema shumin hakar v'agabi mizbeach. According to the mechaber, so he says, Shum behema, bein chaya bein shchuta, live or shechted. But it sounds like only an animal that's fit to be brought on the Mizbeach. I mean, a cow is not fit for Korban Pesach, Rashi's Machmir, but it's fit to be brought on the Mizbeach for a different Korban. But if it's not fit to be brought on the Mizbeach, like a bird or a fish, it would be okay. Continues the Mishabura, V'yesh, poskim shemachmir, gamal ofos v'dagim, even chicken. This is chicken is for Pesach. You shouldn't say the chicken is for Pesach. Gamal ofos v'dagim, birds and fish. The efsher also shekdishan l'dami midam of the Pesach. It could be that you sanctified it to use its value for a Pesach. Many are lenient. And they hold like the Shulchan Aruch that that's not a problem. Only an animal that's fit to be brought on his back. Lechatchila, one should be careful not to say, even on a bird or a fish, this is for Pesach. Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, anything that is recognizable from your terminology that is not for the carbon but just for the yontif is okay. Although I don't think he's disagreeing with this halacha. Okay, they give an example with how the word Pesach is phrased, the yontif is phrased different than the carbon in Yiddish. Okay, I don't know. Okay. So now we have those that are lenient ofos v'dagim. That's how the Mechaber holds. Maker din, that's the halacha. Mishabura recommends being machmer, the chatchila, tov lizar, not to say even on the chicken and the fish. Sounds like Mishabura Sif Katan Gimel, you should never say meat for Pesach. You should say meat for Yontif. Okay. Hagah, note. Now we have the Gdi Mekulas that we spoke about earlier about Tudus. Hagah Ugdi Mekulas Perush Shalem Al Rosho V'Al Kra'a V'Al Kirbo. It's a complete animal prepared exactly the way it was, the Korban Pesach was prepared, roasted. Ava Bishalo Piresh V'Amar Basazel Pesach. Even if he doesn't say Basazel Pesach, still, osir laso, so he's not even allowed to prepare it that way. Aside from the minig of not eating roasted meat, even if he's not going to eat it till the daytime. And then there's no problem, in the first day of Yontif, there's no Korban Pesach anymore. Machlokes of Korban Pesach has to be eaten by Chatzos at midnight, or until the next morning. Everyone agrees the next day, the Yontif Seudah, you can eat roasted, there's no Korban Pesach shayach them. But you can't prepare it at night, or even Erev Yontif, where it looks like you're preparing a Korban Pesach. Mishra Yosef Katan, hey, shalem, rotzulomer, let's slow so shalem, to roast it whole. Be'erev Pesach achar chatzos, you're not allowed to do that erev Pesach afternoon, o b'leil Pesach. V'hinei, l'kaman b'siman tof ayin vav mavura, there in the middle of Hilchos Leil Seder, we know the Israel achilasu b'afil tzlo kama yamim mikodem, not to eat anything roasted, even if it was roasted earlier. And even with Dershu footnote 6 points out, even something that's not relevant to be a Korban Pesach, even a little cow, even a bird, a chicken, we don't eat. Our minig is not to eat roasted meat or chicken at the Seder, even if it's a type of meat, a chicken that's not relevant and not shaykh to be a Korban Pesach, we're still machmir. I was once years ago by certain relatives, and they had ordered food for Pesach, for the Seder, from a respectable, I don't know if it was a caterer, or I think it was a takeout, and with a good hashgacha. And here's the recommended Leil Seder menu, and they brought out roasted chicken. And I was like, roasted chicken? I don't think we do that. Anyway, the next day I went over to the rub of the shul, and I made a comment about the roasted chicken. He's like, yeah, there was an oversight, and one of the stores had roasted chicken on their Seder menu. We kind of missed that. And the hashgacha makes sure it's kosher the Pesach. They're not responsible necessarily for the menu. So he's like, yeah, that was a mistake. Our minig is not to have anything roasted at, no roasted, you can have a roasted eggplant. You can't have a roasted piece of chicken at the Seder. So there's like three different halachas going on over here. You can't prepare it the way a Korban Pesach is prepared, even if you don't eat it. That applies on Erev Pesach afternoon and Leil Pesach. You can't eat, the minig is not to eat roasted meat at the Seder. Leil Pesach itself. And then, not to say Basar the Pesach at all, any point before or during Pesach. Does it apply after the first night also? That's a good question. Not sure. So Dershu footnote 3 brings down from the Das Torah that you're never allowed to say Basar LePesach. Even after the first night, it sounds like even after Pesach is over. Not to say Basar LePesach. Okay, I have to look at the... I didn't have a chance to look at the contemporary poskim, see what they have to say about this. Because it's like... hard to believe that anybody in 2021 is going to think that you sanctified something as a Korban Pesach. But on the other hand, this is the halacha. Okay, the last line of the mechaber. Aval mutar lomar chitim eilu lePesach. You're allowed to say this wheat is for Pesach. That we saw in that's Rav Papa in the Gemara, because there's no fear that it has anything to do with the Korban Pesach, but rather this is something that has to be guarded for Pesach to make sure it doesn't become chametz. So that's what it sounds like. That's what it looks like, and that's what it is. And we're not worried that he had any sort of kavana of sanctifying anything in any way, shape, or form. Okay, so that is Siman Tov Samech Tess.